Om Shanti. Om Shanti is a greeting of peace. Om has been remembered as the original sound of the universe. Om means I am. Shanti means peace. Om Shanti is an introduction of the self. Generally, this isn't the way that I introduce myself. Generally, I introduce myself in terms of the place in which I was born, my nationality, my gender, my age, my profession, all the factors linked with my physical existence. It is all these factors that dominate my consciousness, and I position my identity in terms of all these things. And yet, that which is invisible, that which is the driving force within my own life, is the inner being. The inner being is silent, incognito, invisible, and yet it is this inner energy, the inner being, which contains all secrets, which is actually the key of my personality. When I live life on an external, superficial, physical level, I find that there's confusion, there's peacelessness, there is a feeling of something missing in life. Within relationships, again, there is a huge arena in which there's misunderstanding, conflict, and a definite lack of love. The major reason that all these things are happening is that we don't know our own true identity. We're not able to know ourselves. As a result of this, we are unable to form relationships that have lasting value and real depth and significance. If I don't know myself, it's rather difficult to imagine that you can get to know me. If I can begin to know myself, then there is the hope and possibility that I can begin to get to know you, and that you will also be able to know me and understand me. Although we live with ourselves, yet the strange paradox is that we become strangers to ourselves. How well do I know what is going on in my own inner world? How well do I understand why I react in the way that I do? Am I able to understand why there are certain emotions and feelings that I experience? Am I able to access the potential within my own personality and direct it in the way that I would like to? Perhaps I'm able to manage some of these things, or all of these things, to a certain degree, but certainly I know that life would be a great deal more worthwhile and fruitful if I were able to enhance all these factors. Meditation means spending time with myself, getting to know myself, appreciating myself, and learning to value and then further love and respect myself. How much time do I spend with myself? How well do I know myself? All these would give me a very clear picture as to whether I am a stranger to myself, or even perhaps at times my own enemy, or have I learned to become my own good friend. If I come to the point where I understand this and I decide I would like to take a look into my own inner world, I simply need to spend a few few minutes quietly, beginning this exercise. Raj Yoga meditation is the method to be able to look inwards and come to the point of knowing myself, realizing myself. Self-realization has been remembered as the goal and target of all spiritual practice and discipline.